Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live here back at the Townline Diner in Franklin, having a great morning. And as small towns can be family affairs, we have a little bit of that right now. I want to welcome in Judy Novosad, who's the mom of Matthew, who's the town historian, who is the youngest town historian we've encountered in our journeys across the state of Connecticut. But what a wonderful young man, and I love the passion and the authenticity with which he approaches things. And I love history myself, so I could talk to him all day.
Yep, and he would talk.
Yeah. I didn't even get into his lamb chop sideburns about, probably for his reenactments and stuff, because you put the hat on. And we're also joined by Christine Schultz, who's the director of the Janet Carlson Calvert Library, and their neighbors in the town. And of course, Judy Novosad, who runs the Franklin Museum, which is really the Asheville Woodward Museum, correct?
Yes.
And so I want to get into a couple of things. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Thank you.
I love you. You made my day, because I'm the same way. Like, I say the same phone number on the air every day, and sometimes I'm like, what's that number
again?
And you're like, I've been working 20 years, and I still need to know what the library hours are.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me a couple things really quickly? Who is Janet Carlson Calvert? Or who was she? Who is that?
She was a woman who was big into teaching, wanted children to learn and to read and to have the opportunity to grow. And her family is very popular in the town, and they put together some funding, and the rest of the town got behind them, and they made the library.
And who's Asheville Woodward?
So Dr. Woodward was a longtime physician in the 19th century here in town. So
you don't get a lot of Ashbells anymore.
No. I know. I'm always having to spell that for people. They're like, Asheville, what?
But it's the house?
Yeah, it's his residence. He purchased the residence from a previous doctor, Dr. Reuben Burgess, so he was a second physician in that spot. Woodward actually went on to serve for 50 years as a doctor, so he was a doctor effectively from 1830 to 1885. And
he was a doctor in the Civil War, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes, he was. So he was a surgeon. He originally had signed up. He was like in his 50s, so he agreed to basically vet people going into the service in Norwich, and he saw there was a need, and he ended up joining and then going down south himself for a period of time and worked as a surgeon for the Army. We kind of have some interesting writings between him and his wife as he was traveling down south and on his way back. It's just kind of gives a light into what their lives were like.
Yeah. So. In a 19th century way, him telling her, I'm too old for this blank, I'm sure.
I think she felt more that way, because essentially he left her and the youngest son in charge, or the middle son in charge, of his medical practice and his farm while he was gone. So they continued to write prescriptions and help people even in his absence.
It's incredible. Now, just a couple of quick nuts and bolts, and I have some sort of macro questions. The museum, it's open one weekend a month. And tell me what people can see there.
Okay. So right now we're closed to the public, and we're going to be closed to the public until the end of November. We're going to be opening back up with some long-term exhibiting. We're exhibit building right now.
Oh, wow.
And so it's going to be a long-term exhibit, something we've never had here before. And
What is it going to be?
It's going to be called Rebel Yankees, and it is an exhibit in honor of the America 250th. It's part of our 250th celebrations. And it's going to be showing the difference of two individuals that were here in town during the Iraq War and what their life experiences were like.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be available starting in November.
The end of November is our target date, yes.
And when will you be able, well, if people, because there's a lot of people in Connecticut who love history, mm-hmm. if they wanted to traipse through, when would they be able to access that? Like what? Is it still going to be like the once a month thing?
No, we'll have extended hours and whatnot, and we'll have other programming around it. So maybe people might come for that exhibiting, but they'll be able to have another program with it, whether it's a speaker, a reenactment, something else. We'll always pair another educational activity with our open times.
And they can go to Asheville Woodward Museum, and it'll take you to the place to go?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and we also have a website. So if they just Google Asheville Woodward Museum or Asheville Woodward in some form or Franklin, yeah. It will come up.
Ashbel.
Correct.
Is how you spell it. She's Judy Novosad. She's the director. Why do they call it the Franklin Museum then?
It's a Franklin town-owned museum.
Got it. Okay. And then I want to get to Christine Schultz from the Janet Carlson Calvert Library. I'm fascinated that libraries have found a way with all this technology and all this other stuff to stay so – I find them vibrant in the right towns, and they're still so important to the community. Like, does that surprise you at all that you were able to make this transition with all this technology and still be in this position?
We have – worked hard. Everybody works very hard to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to keep active and to stay a major part in the town and all throughout all the libraries throughout Connecticut especially. We realize how the technology has come, but there's always a way that we can stay vital.
We do so much programming.
You know, we program.
It's a tiny town. I mean,
yes.
And people, obviously, it's a supply-demand thing. People access the programs.
Yes. And we tend to be more for the children at this point because that was one of our missions. Janet Carlson Calvert wanted us to make sure that the children are brought forward and to make sure that they grow and they are vital for the town. And so we tend to do a lot more children's activities, which are during the day.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times it's very hard to get some of the seniors to come out. So we're doing, like I work with Judy,
it's hard to get them out, but it's so important to get them out.
Yeah. And to realize what we were doing. So, like, we're doing a program this coming week together, mm-hmm. A memory tips program and things like that. So
that's great. What are the hours since you had to – I want you to use your notes there. Yeah.
That's right. Tuesday and Wednesdays, 9 to 5. Thursdays, 9 to 7. And Saturdays, 9 to 1.
What's your fining policy?
None. You take out a book, just bring it back.
Just bring it back, please.
Please bring it back.
You know, what?
Even if something, dog ate it, bring it back.
I love it. We're talking with Christine Schultz from the Janet Carlson Calvert Library and Judy Novosad with the Franklin Museum. Are you guys coordinating at all? Are you doing stuff for 250 as well? Just can we have a brief thing on 250? Because obviously the country turns 250, and with a town like this has a rich history that goes back to the Revolutionary Era, even though the town was incorporated like right, sort of smack dab in the middle of that stuff. But just tell us what some of the other plans besides the relaunch of the library.
Sure.
I mean, the museum.
Sure. The town itself is part of the greater federal initiative of America 250th. So we're an official organization of that. And on an organizational level, we have all our organizations that want to be part. We meet pretty much monthly and discuss how everyone's going to kind of talk about the 250th or present it, so like the library or the senior center or the school. But at a town level, we're doing a Franklin Fest, so it's kind of like a town-wide fair that's going to happen at the end of June.
Nice.
And so it's going to be a two-day event, and it's not going to just be history oriented. It's going to be, you know, food vendors, music, and historical reenactors, artisans, whoever wants to come and set up. And it'll be a free admission event for anyone to walk in and just experience, you know, the history and what the town has to offer.
Just really quickly, we're a little tight on time. I'll start with you, Christine. What do you love about Franklin?
The people. They are just so kind and generous. They come in. They're friendly. We have a good time.
And Judy?
Yeah, we have a great town here, and we try to form a community where, unlike a lot of other colonial era towns, but we have a tight community here, and everybody always looks for that sense of community and what they can do to help the community or how they can participate with something within the community. So
only like 30 seconds. Anything I didn't get to that you want people to know about?
Just follow us on Facebook. We always have stuff going on between funny videos talking about history. You name it, we'll help you.
That's awesome. Well, Judy Novosad with the Franklin Museum and Christine Schultz with the Janet Carlson Calvert Library. Thanks for spending a few minutes with
Thank
me.
You.
Absolutely,
yeah. This is awesome.
It was fun. I love it. And your son is a gem. I just think it's so so great. He lives it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's phenomenal. You have to meet him to understand what I'm saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.